says in the parsha, the meraglim come back. He say, "Vayetziu dibas haoretz asher toru eiso bnei Yisrael leimoir haoretz asher ovarnu eiso eretz echeles yeshveri ושם ראינו את הנפילים בני ענק ונהי בעינינו כחגובים וכן ראינו בעיניהם. So the Meraglim say, we saw the giants people and we were so small, we felt like little bugs, like chagovim, וכן ראינו בעיניהם. And the same thing, they looked on us like we are little chagovim. So the pasuk is very shver בעצם. Imagine they're coming to say, we were so small, they were so big. You know how it looked? We were like bugs. Now the pasuk repeats himself twice. Vayniya be'neihem kechagovim. Vayniya be'neinu kechagovim. We felt so small like little bugs. V'chen ha'inu be'neihem. And they looked at us like bugs. So the kasha is here, the pasuk is a double pasuk for no reason. Vayniya be'neinu kechagovim. We felt like little bugs. We felt like little bugs, and they felt that we are like little. What do you say? They're very big. We're very small. So what do you say? He came back and said, "Listen, it was so giant. You know, was the proportion was they were so big, we were so small, like bugs." V'nir be'neinu kechagovi, v'cheinoinu be'neim. So Rashi tells on it. Rashi is alamal meforish kepshuti shel mikro. V'cheinoinu be'neim. Shomanu oimrim zelaze. Chagovim yesh bakromim ke'anoshim. We heard him speaking to each other. Look, it's little bugs that look like people. It's a medrash. What Rashi is coming to answer? Don't think, yeah, they were so big, we were so small. Yeah, we had imaginations. Also, they felt the same thing about us. Don't think we're making up a story here. You know, they were so big, we were so small, managed like bugs. We heard him saying it. So it's the mechazik what we said. The mechazik what we said. We said that we look like so small like bugs. We get out. Pshut ishul mikro. We can talk about another pshat. Kach shomati pa. You know why they looked on us like bugs? Like chagovim? Because we felt like chagovim. V'niyeh be'eneinu kechagovim v'cheinoinu be'eneinu. Shtei da greisa yesoid. If a person feels himself like a nobody, if he feels himself like a nobody, then maybe the other people feel on him also the zel bezach. If he would feel himself stark, if they would feel themselves avde Hashem, klal Yisrael, da'anokim agornish, lachmeinu hem, sor tzilo, they will see, we see small little people. They will say, not bugs like people. Look, people are so small, mamash like bugs. No. They didn't feel we have a Tzura Sodom. When a person has a Tzura Sodom, the other person can be the biggest giant. But, ich bin Adam. The Nefila came from themselves. They didn't feel Choshuv. The Meraglim didn't feel Choshuv. The second we'll explain it, Ba'oimek. I want to go Shlav B'Shlav. Person has to know, everything is totally how he feels about himself. I heard once from a Yid, from St. Louis. He said, over a Maisa. Shh, shh. He said, over a Maisa. At once, he heard from an Israeli general, you know, he finished the army. So he decided he's going to the trip somewhere up north, and well, he was really older. You know, he deserves to go. He wants to go around to see the world. So before the trip, he asked the tour guide, "What would be? You know, it's a dangerous place. You know, become white bears there. You know, what would be? The white bears will attack us." He said, "Don't worry, there's no white bears there." He said, "Yeah, but what would be? You know, I'll go there and a white bear will attack us. What would we do?" He said, "Don't worry, there's no white bears there." Yeah, but what would be if the white bear... So he said, listen, if the white bear comes, get up, stand on your feet, stand strong, say, I'm one of the best generals in the Israeli army. I won so much wars. I'm here for a trip. Please don't disturb me and go away. And so the guy thought, you know, it's a mishugana. He goes to the trip. And, you know, he goes away from the group. He goes to the general. He goes away far and far. And when he's there, the white bear comes. He got so scared. Like, you know, he was thinking to himself. This is what he said. Like, my kids remember me. This chashuv general was eaten up in the end by a bear. Menstrach, yeah. But then he remembered the last minute what the guy told him. So he got up, stand on his feet, looked straight into the bear, and he told him, I am a very chashuv general in the Israeli army. I won a lot of wars. I'm here for a trip. I'm here for a tour. Please don't disturb me. And the bear just went away. So later, he said, Kizzi, he was sure it's a magic or something. Kizzi, he went over to the guy that is in charge on the tour. Tell me about it. It's a magic? Tell me about it. So now I'll tell you. Here the bears don't attack people. They don't attack people. But who they start up with when they see a person scared and nervous, like the dogs. They see someone run away, they run after him. So I told you, it's not supposed to be worried about bears. But if you see a bear and you're yourself and you start to run away, the bear will run after you and catch you and beat you up. But if you stand and you say, I'm the army, he sees a ganzim and the omar. If you feel a chagovim, then v'cheinayinu b'eineya. I want Be'etzim to be masbir as a beautiful Chofetz Chaim in Shmira Saloshim, in the back of Shmira Saloshim, that explains the whole parsha of the Meraglim, Ba'arichus Noiro. Ba'arichus Noiro. I'll explain a couple of psukim that he explains. Ba'ifen niflo v'yoyis ha'adu Chofetz Chaim explains the whole parsha of the Meraglim. Have it in this new Shmira Saloshim. In the back. I want to be magdim before that. A person has to know a big yisoid. Shaitan Sforim, that lo asid lovoi, before the Mashiach will come, v'zayin ha-mabul, noch ha-mabul. Chikar von tzadikim, v'zayin ha-mabul. Mabul menish ken mabul mit vasa, with water. Mabul mit loshen bilbul. Kayach of the Yitzahore, before Mashiach will come, to make a mention me bulbul. Mabul, Lashon Bilbul. That's the Pshat. The Yitzhahore, I say again, it's a Gref and Tzadikim, the Malabak HaYiddish. The Yitzhahore said, in Ikvus of the Meshicha, he doesn't have a Koyach, he thinks he spends his time to be Machshel you, and missing a Friday, missing a Seder. It's not work for him. It's a Sach Tzach and Tzaton in the world. But he wants you to be Nichshel, and then to feel I'm a nobody. Garnish, there's no chance. The mitzvahs are for the G'day Le'olam. Rabbi Yashiv, yeah. Chaim Ganievsky, I what? What, I will not talk all my life now? What, I will not enjoy all my life? I will not eat ice cream anymore? What, I will not eat a pizza anymore? What, I will sit and learn? I will never go away nowhere? It's not for me. I can't do that. I'll call my mind. I'm not holding this. It's nicht the meiser for me, this ganze Sach. This is the Kirch of the Yitzhak. About Masbet, the famous marshal. So over a Maise once was a Yid from a village. He decided, you know, he heard of the big train. The train came, you know, it's trains, new trains. So he wants to go a trip with a train. You know, it's a train. He didn't know what is a train, but he heard the train. You know, the bang goes. You know, I'm about to get a horse and a gala, a train. Who heard about a train? So he decided he would collect money to go on the train. But he didn't even know what is money. You know. So they told him these things that, you know, you buy. Kids, he buy a big bag full with his money. He goes to fight with a horse. He gets to the train station. He doesn't know what you do. He says, okay, well, look what everyone does. Everyone stands in line. Also, he put his bag there. And the guy takes out some things from the bag, gives him even change, you know, gives him a piece of ticket. Okay, now, you know, how this little piece travels, he doesn't know yet. Yeah? So he says, hey, we'll see what the Olam do. Kids, he stands up. Pitam, a big train comes. Everyone is pushing. He pushes. He sees that an area full with ducks and sheep. You know, some people are taking ducks and sheep, you know, to take with them to the sell. The farmers were selling in different villages, you know. So he goes in that carriage full with ducks and sheep and cows and people. And everyone is sitting there. Because he doesn't know now what you do. Okay, he says, hey, well, look, what Olam do? Okay, some people have seats. Okay, he's standing. He's going to train. He's going to train. Then, like a beep, the train starts to go, and then it's like a bell, like a conductor, the one that collects the tickets, ticket man, is coming, and he sees everyone starting to run around. Because, you know, most people there never had money to pay, you know, they went out for free. Nowadays, you know, the cash, what they could do to you already. But when he comes, everyone starts to hide. He doesn't know. He was now on the train, people playing hiding, yeah? So because everyone is running. So he also found under the bench, you know, he ran down, you know, because he was a big farmer, you know, he almost picked up the bench. But he managed actually to push most of himself under the bench. But two of his feet were sticking out. Gets it to the conductor, comes, pulls him out, tells him, oh, now I have to Ganev. He says, Ganev what? So why I didn't pay? He said, for sure I paid. He says, Shakran Chotzuf Ela Ganev? I will take you to, I'll put you in prison. He says, why Ganev? So you never paid. Where's your ticket? So he takes out his ticket. He says, guy, you have a ticket to first class, you're in third class, not even normal economy, with the animals and the people? You have a ticket in first class, Mr. Meshuga? Every person comes to the world, he has a ticket. He has a tafkid, that he has enough koiches to fulfill his tafkid. When he finishes his tafkid, he will come up to the Shamaim, Nefesh, Noki, Zach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sameach, Bebolov, Nefesh, Noki, Vetzadik. You have a ticket. You came down to this world, Hashem gives you a ticket. Exactly amount of koiches, you could serve him, come up to the Shamaim, Nefesh, Zach, Venoki. Clean. First class, into the Shamaim, they'll put you on your seat, on the gold seat, and you'll sit there forever. You have the ticket. You're not missing nothing. Not kishroinus, not money, not friends, not family. You have exactly what you need for your tafkid. That train takes you exactly. But a person comes to this world, he doesn't know. He looks around. Oh, no, I'm going out to buy something to drink. He runs out, yeah? Then I'm going to buy a cake and take a coffee. He runs under the bench. He's going out to buy a coffee. The Olim go away for Shabbos. He goes away for Shabbos with them, yeah? The Olim get up 10:30. He gets up with them, yeah? He follows them. He's following them. He has a ticket, Meshugana, first class. You're going down with the animals. Never. These people are Ganovim, animals, Taka. But everyone is going. But you have a ticket. Every person has the naf koiches. Every person has the koiches. The Yitzchor makes a person to believe, no. Zog de Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim is ma'arich of them. Zog de Chofetz Chaim pshat in bechet ha-meraglim. Rabbeinu Chofetz Chaim, Bala Mishne Brura, Alocha Lemaise. Zog de, the meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael, they saw anokin, peiros, huge zachem, such a special Eretz. She'enei Hashem Elokecha bo mereishis ha-shono v'ad achriso. They turned over and they told the Olam, Rabbi Yisai, we're here in the Midbar. We don't need no schusim to be surviving in the Midbar. Desert, we're not stepping on no one. It's not an elike place. It's Midbar Shmomo. Eretz Tzio Belo Yoishev. And we're failing. We just finished Kibbutz Hatava. We're just misoinenim. We're failing. You think we're managing Eretz Yisrael? We'll go there in a second. Ochon will take a me'ilah here and there. No, to be left. Look, with Moshe Rabbeinu, mit Aaron, we're not managing here. We'll come to the holy place, to the Eretz Yisrael. There's no chance. We're not wrong for such a place. I can't do it. Let me to go away, Ben Azmanim. Let me to go to camp. I'm not Abraham Kanievsky. I don't have a chance. I can't. I'm not holding there. Look what happens to me. I miss the Shachis. I miss the Krishma. I miss... They felt chagovim. And this is what they came back. The Tifke Oedah, Zag the Chofetz Chaim, Sanhedrin. Fakir, the Sanhedrin, the Gdoile Ador, Wobishtatef. Why the Gdoile Ador joined the Milchom of the Meraglim against Moshe Rabbeinu? They knew what needs to be done in Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim came and told them, look what is Eretz Yisrael all about. It's a Meshunenike country, it's Lemala Midarech HaTeva, it's not Keretz Mitzrayim. It's a Keretz Yishver, if you don't behave, it just goes away. It's not Lemaisadik. And Chofetz Chaim is Marich, and he says, and Yeshua answered them, Toiv Ha'oretz Moed Moed, Im Chofetz Hashem Ha'avienu La'oretz Ha'zois, Hashem didn't want, Ach Ba'Hashem Al Timroidu, ואתם אל תראו את המאורץ, כי לחמנו הם שר לחמו. זה דוח חפץ חיים. Kalev and Yeshua answered them, if Hashem bring you here, you could pass the Nisayan. It's not hard. Ba'Hashem al timroidu. I want to ask you to bring grace and madreges. Ba'Hashem al timroidu. Just don't make a merida. Im chofes Hashem la'am Yisayinu yivyanu lepo. But Hashem bring you to this world to fail. He gave you a ticket. He didn't bring you this world not to have a ticket. He gave you a ticket. He brought you to this world to be matzliach. Im chofes Hashem la'am Yisayinu yivyanu l'artzazois. Why do you think you were born? Why do you think you were put here in this world? Because you cannot make it. It's like, Hashem, what do I do? Don't do averes. Try to do your best. Then his masbir, Barachov Gdoilo, I'm not going out to the psukim, I forgot to bring inside. He says, ah, you tell me you need big schusim? Sar tzilo am lachmeinuhu. Hashem already took it away. We don't need a big schusim already. Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankev said a small little person sees a giant but is made from bread. He has to be scared. He needs schusim to win him. A huge load of bread. A huge one. And the whole base is shy. Big bread, yeah? And a small little person doesn't be scared. He just eats it, and it disappears, right? This is what he told him. So lachmeinu tzileinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of it. We don't need a schusim. Aviseinu kof shalonu es haderech. Avraham Avinu went around. Arecho es haoretz, Yankev Avinu. We have Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael have Kura Barzel 250 years, the little kids were killed in the water. The little kids are inside the buildings. People sometimes understand how it works. But this is the answer, this is the way it works. Hashem takes the koiches, Hashem gives Nisyanis to Klal Yisrael, and they make for us the way. We bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankev. We bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankev. We have the schusim. Lachmeinu esar tzilam. You don't need a big schusim. You could do it. Chofetz Chaim is ma'amshich v'sheyeida lo'i kol odom ve'odom. Shekmo ish hoyo lameraglim keinu lekol ish Israeli. Hayetzer oimer lo'i al tilmad aribenko v'cho ato mafsik mimishnoscho. Aribenk of Choyin at Aloy Medyemon Velaylo. Aribenk of Choyin at Kudush Borchu Chofetz Becho. Vikachu Mapil Ruchecho. What happens in the end? The Meraglim speak against the Rebbeinu Shalom. These people in the end do the bad things. He doesn't want to be bad. He says, no chance. But I'll be a Mas Medyemon Velaylo. I can't. But now, for now, I'll decide I don't. You hear? You have enough koiches to pass this war. You have exactly enough koiches to pass it. You have a ticket. Every person has to know this Yisrael. The Yitzer Hore in the Deir Ikvus of the Mashiach is on the Tzadikim. He makes this bilbul. He makes this bilbul. He doesn't want you to think like that. He doesn't want you to feel like that. The people were great, Gain Olam, Nesiyei Yisrael. Nesiyei Yisrael. So they should give a narishkeit. We're not child, look what is happening in the midbar. The whole time. Any person could. The Hainu, you have to know. Every person has a route, but he has to get to the end of the route. If he gets to the end of his route, his nefesh noki betzadik. I heard once from a youth in America, lives in Manhattan, Talmid Chochem helps Klal Yisrael. I don't want to say his name for different reasons now. He told me a givaldik ezach. He told me that Amol, lemoshel, he said he wanted to do tzedakah. So you made one parliament, another meeting, you know, Chofetz Chaim went around one town, the other town, hundreds of towns. So today, you make what you can make, you know, in the Choshev place, in the Choshev meeting, you could collect in one time $10 million. So Amor and Klal Yisrael, when people wanted to go from one place to the other place. So you had a wagon and a horse, you took 20 people, you dropped them, 20 people, you dropped them. You wanted to pay. A couple days you manage to pass over. They've been one big train, everyone goes up, 1, 2, 3, the other people are on the other side. Kishbuch was Meshameh, the world. person Amor was a huge Baal Chesed. Yemim Velayla, what he did, he was living in a village of 20 people, and he was the Baal Chesed Mishat. When he was Nifter, they said, Loi Rayinu Kezeh Baal Chesed Miyamu, right? Today, the smallest Baal Chesed could help 20 people, like with his little finger, yeah? The one organization helps 5,000 sick kids, the other one convits, he's doing 6,000 sick kids, he has 7,000 Mishugoyim he helps, yeah? He holds 7,000 people without feet, anyone? Not numbers. So I'm asking you a shayla. Who's a bigger Baal Chesed? The person from 20 years ago, 500, 500 years ago, he was the Baal Chesed from Shtot Mamesh. He was only one Meshuggah in Shtot and one sick kid and one Nebuch family to help, yeah? But he was busy the whole day, you know, there was nothing here. He peeled the potatoes for them and he Mamesh looked after them and he cleaned their house. He was busy. Now this guy that runs this, it's no different. Say, Habotza Steyre, yeah? Baliboch, I'll see if he came out. I remember when he was telling me Alamol that he didn't know that he'd be so young, his Sforim will come out. He told me that he's thinking Alamol, that Sforim is much more important than him saying a Shir. I said, what? He says, you print the Sefer, it's all over the world, thousands of people learn it. He said, Shir, you might have a Torah for 20 people. He said, in the old days, no. Okay, the Rishonim was Eichatak, and the Torosim is Parsim of Arabim. He said, how many people do you think stand in Rashi's Bismedosh? 20 people said this, right? Why I'm saying this? Numbers in Kamus and Eichus doesn't count. It's a route that you have to pass. Du Rotzen Hashem in Ganzen. If in Ardol 9,000 people need help, Chesed, Sikid, I have to help them. I'm not saying nothing. But you think in the old days there was not even 9,000 sick people in Klal Yisrael to help. Salam Hashem. Every person has koiches. Hashem doesn't need results. Lishmoya Mizevach Toif. You have a route. You have a path, you have the ticket to do it. This is what the Meraglim said to Yeshua and Kolev was saying to the Meraglim. Im chofetz Hashem la'amiseinu lekachonu shom, what was the argument? They said, ruchnisdike wise, we're not holding deer, it's anshayach. Yeshua and Kolev said, if Hashem brings us the deer, we could do it. There's no musik, it's not for us. You see, but you... Nesir Yisrael understand that you really need to give me koichas. It's sar lachmam already, sar tzilom, they're already a piece of bread, tzigomish, Hashem already took clear. But first, if Hashem chovetz la'am yiseinu, hevianu lekam, Hashem bring it to this world. It's so hard for me. What do you mean it's so hard for you? I was saying in Nevada yesterday, you know, I said, people think, you know, they have tzoras. Rabbi Yashiv lost a daughter now. You know how much kids Rabbi Yashiv lost in his life? Five. First one he lost, that's how he was in the family, maybe you know the details of the I'm miscorrect. One he lost a kid 16 years old, a bacher. He was a little bit sick, he didn't have enough money to buy good food for him, so he died. He lost a daughter 3 years old, the Arabs here, the neighbors from Jordan, they send a bomb, killed a little daughter 3 years old. He lost it when he was a young Gimanchi, when he didn't have what to eat. Not when he was the god Lado. Then he lost another 3 daughters. Zilbushan's daughter, she was 60. Berlin's daughter, and this daughter. Present things, now I'll come to the Shemaim, I'll explain my tzores, you know. Maybe more tzores. Everyone has a pet. You don't know, Hashem gives him to be the god Lador, Hashem gives him the Nisyonis. Everyone has to learn. Chofetz Chaim is Marich, everyone and every doer has the same Yesod. The same Yesod. You have a tafkid, you have to win your tafkid, you could win your tafkid. You have the koichas to win it. You have the koichas. You could bench like a mensch, you don't have to skip words in benching. You could daven like a mensch, it doesn't disturb you. But anyway, for what? This leads to how it tells you. I'm not a bench me kavodim. I'm not to be my, you know, to bench me gan to kavodim, yeah? I'm not. What? So why he yes? No, because he does everything. So Bemele is a point for him to bench like Moshe Tzorich. It's exactly the Kerech of the Yitzhar. Bench like a bench. You have to dance, but bench like a mensch. Daven like a mensch. Learn like a mensch. The Yitzhar tells you, but I can't. I'm not. But there's no reason I'm ready for Shabbos, to learn over Shabbos. You could learn 2-3 hours in Shabbos. Then the Chofetz Chaim goes, the person after he works on that, there's another shlab, he says, sometimes a person can from that start to be chalash. So, okay, I'm stopping the mood. Chavetz Chaim gives like another piece of musa, not to take it in the wrong way. And then you can see the Shmiras Haloshen, Parshas Bishalach. Shlach, Parshas Shlach. They have these pink, orange ones. In the back, it's 9 pages, Vamish, Keseder, his Mazbin, it's Negeh to every one of us. I want just to finish this Chaylik. G'dayla Olam, Meraglim, failed in this. We're small people, we think, no, it's not the guy, I know exactly, it's not for me. I hear the shmuz, it's very good, most people think it's G'dayla will take Musa from this shmuz. For myself, it's not Negeh. The Meraglim, G'dayla Olam, Gans Klal Yisrael missed because this is the Chet. And we know, everyone knows that the Chet of Meraglim is Bechir L'Doyros. This is the Bechir L'Doyros. Tisha B'Av is coming. Because the Meraglim, this is the Golos. And this is the reason, and the end of the Golos, this Koyach is the Shtarki Koyach. This Chet. This Chet of Meraglim repeats himself. Chet of Meraglim comes back. Just want to finish with one little vote. I heard from my uncle, Rabbi Avraham Shmulevitz, once a gewaltig gewalt. It's a good big dank. People think, like, what do you want from Klal Yisrael? If you're Chofetz Chaim, nothing is schwer here, the whole thing is move on. But the hell in the Chofetz Chaim now. They send Meraglim, Ken came back, said, not Lemaise. Two said yes. To who you have to listen? Like, what if all the 12 said, not Kedai to go back? Moshe sent them, they came back, they said, not Lemaise. No, but Hashem said to go, so why we send them? We send them to hear an answer. So 10 came back, said no. 2 said yes. What do you want from Klal Yisrael? What is the ganze chet of Klal Yisrael that they follow the 10? I hear, kill the 10. The 10 deserve not to see Eretz Yisrael. But why? Why? He said a gewaldike zach. If Klal Yisrael will feel that it's a real machlekes, so why when the two people came and argued, we say, no, nale, nale, read the pasuk. V'yoshua ben Kolev ben Nun, ben Kolev ben Yefunah, ben Atorim, ben Sahoretz, v'yoyimu et kol Eretz Yisrael, v'yoyimu, ha'yot asher avarnu, v'yoyisro, toivu im roid moi, im chofet Hashem bonu v'yivyonu, v'yashem al tim roidu, v'atem al tiro es ha'mahor, et sar tzilam, v'yashem itom, al tiro, v'yoyimu kol ha'idu lirgu mo'yisrom ba'avonim. If it's a normal argument, they say yes, they say no. No, and the people that say yes are arguing now. Why everyone wants to kill them? Why everyone's not killed? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu says the answer is, you were scared that they will be right. You also didn't want to go up. You took a side. You were scared that these two people managed to convince the oil or maybe fakelt. So everyone wanted to kill them. It says, when it's two shittas, you could follow one shita in life. But if you see that the people are trying to shut down that other shita, then it means you don't want them to be right. You don't want them to be right. That's not trying to do the right thing. It's a machlekes. Two say it looks less, 10 say not. Let them to convince. There's 2 reports. Let the reports argue. Why Klal Yisrael is trying to kill some people? The answer is Klal Yisrael inside also they don't want it. And they were scared. And Peter, what will be? These 2 will say good, and some people will follow them. What's for Zion? Lo mehagenen. The man is a tvi of God's Klal Yisrael.